League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Massive track, this. Played in a Super Bowl commercial, and it received plaudits for it being a great song for being unabashedly queer. But of course, there were some words the other way, with people saying that elements of the video, like Lil Nas X pole dancing, was somehow immoral and harmful to children. Lil Nas X retorted, "There's a mass shooting every week that our government does nothing to stop. Me sliding down a CGI pole isn't what's destroying society, and I am an adult. I'm not going to spend my entire career trying to cater for your children. That is your job." Well said, Lil Nas X. And palpably ludicrous criticism, a lot of which is probably born out of some people's inherent and entrenched homophobia, which has led artists throughout the decades, of course, and still today, to hide their sexuality because of the way that it would probably be taken. Not by children, of course, by adults. Children don't care, do they? Adults with a problem, and kids having access to all this content is a very hard thing for an adult to get their head around, a parent like me to get their heads around, because I grew up in the 80s, where to even see a nipple was an incredibly hard thing to do. I literally used to look through like home and bathroom catalogues, because there might be a chance of seeing a nipple poking through some fucking underwear. But on TV, the whole country had to wait in this country until 9 p.m. to see anything rude. The whole of the UK had to wait until 9 p.m. in the 80s to see just a nipple. They had to wait until 9 p.m. to masturbate. So many people masturbated at 9 p.m. in this country, it became known as the watershed. But this is where my generation grew up, in an utterly restricted environment where we saw nothing that could shock or challenge us, or very little anyway, without putting the work in. The equivalent of this Lil Nas X video in the 80s was, I guess, Madonna's Like a Prayer, which was banned, as I remember. So you had to put the work in and hunt it down. Someone had a video copy of it, maybe. And then there was the Madonna's book, Sex, wasn't there, where you got to see Madonna's nipples. You had to save about £35 or whatever, which was a hard task back in the 80s. £6 a week for a paper round. So after 6 weeks of delivering papers to the lazy, you could walk into a shop and shamefully ask for the Madonna book. And they'd say, "No, you can't have that because you're 12. And you'd go home and you'd have to try and masturbate to some old woman getting out of an assisted bath in the Homes and Bathrooms catalogue. And that's the problem, of course, with today's world and the Lil Nas X video. It's not the content, that's the problem. Kids will always seek out the controversial content as they learn about sex and sexuality. And particularly the Nas X video is good because it celebrates, you know, queer. The problem with it is it's so easily accessible. That's the problem with it. And this is what I worry most about, particularly for my own children. This is what it boils down to, all my worries around this. The kids aren't made to work for their first wank. Back in the 80s, there was weeks, months, years maybe of effort curating your own wank album, your own wank scrapbook of glimpses of nipple from newspapers, bathroom magazines, and holiday snaps on the beach. Is that a man in the background on the beach? Is that a woman? Is that a dog? Doesn't matter if it's a nipple, it's in the book. You curated your first wank mag, and the first wank was oh so much better for it. You'd put the work in. You'd worked for that wank. And now I look at my 13-year-old son and think, this first wank, when it comes, it's going to be so easy for you, isn't it? So easy. You want to see Madonna's nipples? Easy. I mean, unlikely, she's 60, but fill your boots, fill your boobs. They're on the internet. You want to see Ariana Grande having sex? Those fake snaps are all over Google. How is that allowed on Google? I've done the research. You put in any celebrity followed by the word nude, you get fake but realistic shot of them naked. Even the fucking Queen. The Queen of England. Search Google on the Queen nude, and there it is. Why would anyone want to search for this or look at this? Apart from, obviously, me, just a second ago, just to double check. But it was there. You know, if you want your first wank to the Queen in the nude, grabbing her own left tit, and there it is. And in all seriousness, this is the problem, I think, with kids now growing up in a time where they have the devices they have. It's not the content they're looking at. As little Nas X says, it's up to the parents to teach the kids. Right from wrong. My son looks at loads of fucked up shit on YouTube, and it's not going to affect him. Because he's a good kid with a good father, who at worst just masturbates over naked pictures of Queen Elizabeth II. And by the way, in her 90s, you know, current pictures, you know, I'm not a pervert, not an early shot. A current day shot of the Queen grabbing her left tit. Well done, Google. The problem is the ease which this content is delivered. Because they're going to get out into the real world, these kids. And when you get out into the real world, you know, as I found out, you have to put the work in to see a nipple in real life. But I was ready for it, because I'd put the work in for my first wank. Days, weeks, years of work. I knew I'd have to do research. I'd have to get out there, put the feelers out, pay money in some instances. Buy a nice bath and shower unit. Now the kids are going to turn up on a date and they're going to think to themselves, well, just show me your nipple. Dress up as the devil. Do some sexy pole dancing. Do it now. If there's any preamble, I want to skip it. Skip the preamble. And the problem with skipping the preamble, of course, is what have the kids lost in today's society? One important thing. They've got everything now, these kids. Everything at their fingertips. But they will never have one glorious thing. Anticipation. Anticipation is truly wonderful. I would swap all the Lil Nas X, Madonna, Ariana Grande and Queen Elizabeth II nude clips in the world for just one beautiful day of anticipation. You know what? I bet you feel like masturbating after today's episode. Well, wait. Anticipate it. If it's early in the morning, wait until 9 p.m. Seriously. You'll thank me. Maybe you could thank me as you're coming. That would be nice. Call me by my name.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.